Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 121. Visible translated text is as follows. Were typed on April 25th. Friday, were shipped on April 24th, and bear date at the top on which the shipment was made, irrespective of the date on which these are typewritten. In other words, the shipments took place April 24th, and that date is at the top typewritten, and a stamp by the office boy at the bottom, April 24th. Among other things that the S.H. Kress Company demands is that on their orders, you must state whether or not it is complete, the number of the store, and by which railroad the shipment goes. Here is one from F.W. Woolworth & Company, Frankfurt, IND. Take the following illustrations. Less 95 pounds, at 86 cents per 100 LBS, freight credit. In other words, we had to find out what the weight of that shipment was and figure out the amount of credit that they were entitled to on the basis of 86 cents for every 100 pounds, shipped. Then here comes one to Gottlieb and Sons, one of our large distributors in New York, NY. They have a freight allowance of 86 per 100 LBS. Also, and this shipment amounted to 618 pounds, on Thursday, April 24th. That was a shipment of throwouts, or jobs. I started on this work, as I said, and had gone into it in some detail to show you the carefulness with which the work must be carried out. I was at work on this one at about 9 o'clock, as near as I remember. Mr. Darley and Mr. Wade Campbell, the inspector of the factory, came into the outer office, and I stopped what work I was doing that day on this work and went to the outer office and chatted with Mr. Darley and Mr. Campbell for 10 or 15 minutes and conversed with them and joked with them. And while I was talking to them, I should figure about 9:15 o'clock. A quarter after 9, Miss Mattie Smith came in and asked me for her pay envelope and for that of her sister-in-law. And I went to the safe and unlocked it and got out the package of envelopes that Mr. Schiff had given me the evening before and gave her the required 2 envelopes and placed the remaining envelopes that I got out that were left over from the day previous in my cash box where I would have them handy in case others might come in. I wanted to have them near at hand without having to jump up and go to the safe every time in order to get them. I keep my cash box in the lower drawer on the left-hand side of my desk. After Miss Smith had gone away with the envelopes, a few minutes, Mr. Darley came back with the envelopes and pointed out to me an error in one of them. Either the sister-in-law of Miss Mattie Smith, she had gotten too much money, and when I had deducted the amount that was too much, that amount balanced the payroll, the error in the payroll that I had noticed the night before, and left about 5 or 10 cents over. Those things usually right themselves anyhow. I continued to work on those invoices when I was interrupted by Mr. Lyons, superintendent of Montag Brothers, coming in. He brought me a pencil display box that we call the Panama Assortment Box, and he left it with me. He seemed to be in a hurry, and I told him if he would wait for a minute, I would go over to Montag Brothers with him as I was going over there. And he stepped out to the outer office, and as soon as I come to a convenient stopping place in the work, I put the papers I had made out to take.